Lesson 3. Text. At a railway station. After Mark Twain.
Once, a long time ago, I went to a railway station. I planned to take the night train to New York and go on a journey with a friend. Many people were on the platform, and they were all pushing onto the long passenger train. It was already full. I asked the man at the booking office if I could have 2 tickets. He answered sharply, "No." I felt hurt. It was important for me to have the tickets. I found a railway official and asked him if I could get a place somewhere in a sleeping car, but he said sharply, "No, you can't. The train is full. Don't trouble me anymore." I felt very hurt indeed. I said to my friend, "They talk to me like this because they don't know who I am. If they knew..." But my friend said, "Don't be foolish. Do you think it would help you to get a seat on the train? There are no empty seats." I went up to the same official and said, very politely, that my name was Mark Twain. But he only replied, "I told you not to trouble me anymore." I said to my friend, "He may not have heard my name." But my friend said that the official had heard my name quite clearly, but that he didn't care. That was all. Just then I noticed that a young porter in a sleeping car was looking at me. He breathed something in the train conductor's ear, and the conductor came over to me, removed his cap, and said very politely, "Can I help you, sir? Do you want a place in a sleeping car?" "Yes, I certainly do," I said. The porter took our cases, and we got into the sleeping car. The porter saw that we were comfortably settled in our places. Then he said, "Now, is there anything you want, sir?" When the porter left, I smiled at my friend and said, "Well, what do you say now?" My friend looked ashamed. "Well," he said, "you were right. I'm sorry I said all those things to you on the platform. I was foolish, not you. I'm glad I came here with you." Just then the porter came to the door again and said, "Oh, sir, I recognized you at once when I saw you, and I told the conductor so." "Really?" I said, and I gave him twice as much as I usually give to a porter. "Who am I, then?" "You're Mr. McClellan, of course, the mayor of New York," he said, and disappeared.
Words to watch.
Railway. Station. Long. Plan. Night. Train. Journey. Friend. Platform. Passenger. Passenger train. Already. Full. Booking. Booking office. Ticket. Sharply. Feel. Hurt. Find. Official. Place. Sleeping car. Indeed. Foolish. Empty. Reply. Clearly. Care. Young. Porter. Breathe. Conductor. Ear. Remove. Cap. Sir. Certainly. Case. Comfortably. Settle. Smile. Ashamed. Door. Recognize. Mayor. Disappear.